In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The message of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord saying to all of us, I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. And this virtue actually is the perfection of love. If we think about love as a ladder, it has many steps. The last step, the one on the top of the ladder, is this virtue about loving those people who hate us. And this specific teaching is very unique to Christianity. You don't hear it in any other teaching, in any other religion. You never hear any teacher say to any of his followers that you should love those people who hate you. Very unique teaching that only comes from God, who loves all of us. And sometimes we think about this command and we, in a way, think that this is not for us. This is not something for me to struggle with. I put it aside and I say, this is not for me. This is for some people and I'm not one of them. And unfortunately, sometimes when we go like this, we end up with a Bible that only has a couple of pages from the book of Proverbs about things that we feel it's okay, it's good, we are fine with it, and we love to think about it and to teach to others. But when we come to such commands like loving those people who hate you and your enemies, sometimes we feel like this is something we cannot achieve it. But today I'm not going to speak about the top of the ladder. We are going to speak about certain steps that you have to make sure that I am stepping on them in order to be one day able to reach this. Let us see and review where do we step on the ladder of love, on which steps we are on so far. First of all, let us go with the basics. Do we love those people who love us? This looks like a very simple question and maybe naive. And the Lord said, sinners love people who love them. But let us go and review and see. Let me ask myself and ask all of you, do we really care and love about those people who love us? Moses, in the wilderness, he was leading the whole people of Israel. He loved them with all his heart. He sacrificed all of his love in order to deliver those people from the land of captivity into the promised land. What did the people, how they reacted to him? They gave him hard time. They complained against him. They even at one instance, they were about to stone him and Aaron. Why? The man loved them so much, but unfortunately, they did not even acknowledge this love and return it with respect and love. In one of the stories in the Old Testament, there was an evil king called Ahab. Ahab, he wanted to go in a war that's not justified. So he brought his false prophets and asked them, should I go to the war? And the people read him and they knew that the man wants to go to the war. So they gave him their approval and said to him, go and God will deliver those people into your hands. You will conquer your enemies. Then another king said to him, was going to go with him to the war, is there any other prophet whom we can ask about the word of God? And King Ahab said, yes, there is another man here in my country. His name is Micaiah, the son of Imla. But I hate him. Why do you hate him, King Ahab? He speaks evil against me. So the man, at the end, he was persuaded to bring Micaiah and ask him. And he said to him, Micaiah, should I go to the war or should I refrain? And Micaiah said to him, if you go there, you will die and the people will be scattered. How did the king react to this? He ordered to him to be put in prison and to be treated very harshly until he comes back safely from the war. And of course, he never came from the war. So the king Ahab hated Micaiah. Why? Micaiah loved him. And because he loved him, he told him the truth. But unfortunately, Ahab did not like Micaiah. Ahab is like some of us sometimes. When we hate those people, we do not like the people who love us and care about us and tell us the truth. How many times we as a children may be looking to our parents and say that, I hope those people disappear. I wish that one day I woke up in the morning, something happened, my parents are not the same. They are not here. Why? They love you so much. They care about you. But what they say to me, rebuking me, I don't like it. Then here, if I cannot love those people who love me, how can I think of myself that one day I can love the people who hate me? If I do not bear to hear the word of love shown in a word of truth, how can I love those people who hate me? Let me ask every husband and wife, if I don't love my wife and love my husband, the people who are living with me in the same house, how can I love my enemy? Unfortunately, sometimes when we hear this command about loving your enemy, the first person that comes to my mind or a lot of you is, the enemy is the one who is living with me in the house. This shouldn't be the case. You are one. And to be one, it cannot be you are living with the enemy in the house. There is something wrong here. So the first step, in order that we reach one day to the top of the ladder to love those people who hate us, that we should love those people who love us in return. We value them and we owe them respect and reverence because they care about us. The second step in the ladder, that we should stop grumbling against one another. We should grow and get to this point of maturity, that we stop grumbling against one another. That's why the Catholic epistle today is from the epistle of St. James, and it starts with this very nice verse. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. What is grumbling? I cannot take anything. I feel when somebody says about him that he's grumpy, he cannot hear anything. Everything he hears, he turns into something I'm not happy with. Sometimes our nerves are above our skin. We cannot take anything. The man goes back to his house, and all the time he is grumpy against his wife. He is not happy with anything. Whatever she does is not efficient, is not enough, and he's not happy with anything. Whenever he is in any gathering with his fellow men, then the subject is about speaking about how the wives are the cause of all the pain and suffering to all the husbands in the world. This is what? It's grumpy. I'm going grumpy in my life. A wife, her husband is doing all he can in order to please her and to make her happy and make her feel that in a way she's the queen of the house. And she's not happy. She's not satisfied. She always speaks about her bad portion in life that made her to marry this particular man. She speaks to her mom, maybe in Egypt every day, speaking about why, mom, did you give me to this unloving husband? Grumbling, grumbling, grumbling. This is an attitude that we need to change. If we do not stop this, first of all, we will be condemned. And secondly, this command about loving your enemy was like something in a fairy tale. It will never take place in our lives. We will never see it before we depart to heaven. The third step in the ladder, in order to be able to achieve this wonderful command about loving our enemies, then I should ask myself, am I responsible for the enmity? Usually when we hear the command, love your enemy, the first thing that comes to my heart or my mind, how poor I am, and I start pitying myself. Those people who are treating me unfairly, I did this and this and this, and they are not responding in love. But really, if I am careful enough, I might find that I am the one responsible for the enmity. Maybe someone did me something not good, but how did I react to it? I might have escalated the situation. I added up, I just poured gas into the fire. And then I say that, anyhow, I'll try to love my enemy. What are you talking about? You are the one who is creating the whole subject, the whole enmity. You are the one who is feeding the hatred in your heart and the heart of others. Believe me, my brethren, if we are fair enough, we will discover that those people who are our enemies, most of them, they were created by us. The whole enmity was initiated sometimes by us, was fed by us, and we keep it because we wanted to live pitying ourselves, feeling how poor we are, how the people are not appreciating us. Did we ask ourselves, How is my attitude towards those people? Maybe because they are my enemy because of my selfishness. Maybe because of my harsh words. I speak words like bullets, and then I assume that the people will take it easily. And then when they are upset, then I say that they are my enemy. They do not like me. Why do they not like you? Maybe because you are the reason. Then at least make sure that you are doing your part in order to make this enmity to be a friendship. When this doesn't happen, people hate you for no cause, for no reason. At that time, maybe you can think about the command of loving your enemy. The fourth step in the ladder that we should at least step on it before we think about fulfilling this command is that we have to remember that we do ourselves favor when we forgive and love everyone. Sometimes when we are requested to forgive, then we feel like, no, I cannot do this. As if like I am doing a favor to the people whom I'm going to forgive. On the contrary, actually, you do yourself the favor. When the priest or whoever is instructing you to forgive and love, when you do this, you are doing yourself a favor, not anyone else. You keep your peace. You can stand in your prayer and in your prayer and say to God, God, I forgive others. Then I'm requesting that you forgive me as well. Then you are expecting a reward because you were able to be in the likeness of your Heavenly Father. Then you are keeping the light in your heart. Hatred is darkness. You want to keep darkness in your heart. When you think you are doing them a favor when you forgive others, you keep the light by forgiving others. Then you can ask God to take away from you your debt because you forgave others their debts as well. Remember this, you are not doing others a favor when you forgive them. You do it to yourself. Today, my brethren, the command to us from our Lord and our Savior is to love our enemies. Before we try to reach the top of the ladder, we have to make sure that we step first on the basic steps. And the basic steps first, let us remember them and remind ourselves with them. Firstly, I have to love those people who love me. I have to be very fair in this. Secondly, I have to stop the attitude of being grumpy and grumbling against everyone and everything around me. Thirdly, I should question myself about my responsibility in the enmity. Maybe the people are offended because of my attitude. I am the one who is making them enemies. And number four, I have to remember that I do myself, not anyone, a favor when I live forgiving and loving everyone around me. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.